actionable intelligence, Senator.
I agree. We act now, or we risk losing him like we did with the Predator incident last year. And I sure as hell am not going to tell that to the President.
The independent intelligence seems to support you, Mr. Smith. Did you ever serve?
No, sir.
Well, I have, long time ago. But some things never change. See, right now, there's this bunch of guys. They're well-trained, the best of the best, but they're a little nervous. Not that they show it. It's just the way it is before a mission. And we're going to be sending them on that mission, Mr. Smith.
Good morning. American and coalition forces are steadily advancing with death squads and enforcers.
Is that what you wanted to know? Over.
It's what I was afraid of.
Warning, warning. NIM FM should not be used as a substitute for education, even for those attending public, second-rate Catholic or seven-day Adventist schools. Listening to NIM FM does not eliminate the need for proper education and may actually increase the need. Failure to complete homework due to listening NIM FM is not our fault. Any lack of reading or writing ability which occurs in life is the fault of the listener.
Hi, welcome to scan.org, a little program produced here in Mount Down Under, Eastern Australia, near Nimbin, for nimfm.org. Yeah, that's right, this is community radio, NIMFM 102.3, and we have a website, nimfm.org. My name is Martin. Anyway, I hope you aren't as tired as I am. I'm really tired, you know, and having to read the newspapers, the online news, listening and watching all this display of our own negativity of human characteristics. I'm so tired of it. Particularly during this cold, short, daylight, wintry part of the year, with the federal election still 3 or so months away. Well, this week I refuse to do all these exhaustive activist jobs of informing, etc. Instead, I plugged other people's material off their shows. Yeah, in return for my exhaustive editing work for their podcasts. So, you see, it's all in balance here. Anyway, I'm going to have a holiday today. Why not come along with my picked choice of countercultural babble from Nimbim, done mostly by others. Not quite, but anyway, just stay tuned and lean back and let it wash over you. And I won't blame you if you fall asleep during the podcast here. So that's scan.org at very tiring end of a long production period at NIM FM.
Let's get down to business.
Don't you understand? I feel like I was meant for something more than this. I want to do something with my life. I want to be somebody.
Don't you keep up with the news?
Let me suggest that you take a vacation from yourself. And I know, it sounds wild. It is the latest thing. We call it the ego trip.
I'm sorry to tell you this, but you've suffered a schizoid embolism. We can't snap you out of your fantasy.
You're gonna love this. We offer you alternate identities during your trip.
Do you want your music and news brought to you by the U.S. Army?
When I look back on the early days of my political career, I can't quite believe how naive I must have been. Most people that I then knew, including me, thought that their elected government was there to carry out their wishes. Whereas I now know that elected politicians are in power to tell the electorate what to do. I don't suppose that I was very quick on the uptake in those far-off days. Yes, odd that it seems. I worked hard for years trying to bring about the changes that my constituents had voted me in on. Getting nowhere with that line of attack, I scarred my efforts back to concentrating on just one small issue. But as usual, I met with only minimal success, if you can call it that. Anyway, all that stuff was way back in the distant past, back before the penny dropped. Yeah, it finally dawned on me that none of those things really mattered. What was really important was whom you knew in the right places. The voters had become blasé and disillusioned anyway. They had little respect for pollies, except perhaps for our ability to belittle opponents on the floor or during media interviews. Our political worth was often judged on this entertaining performance. I soon realised that with the right support, I didn't have a worry in the world. When I think back on it, somewhere along the line, I must have twigged that I didn't really have to achieve anything. I just had to create the illusion of achievement. Nothing would really change, that was it. I just had to keep rearranging the status quo like all the others. I successfully lobbied those who were influential among the bureaucrats, pawnbrokers and other politicians. They were somewhat of an elite group, but in time they accepted me into their exclusive club. From them I learned how to make the most of all the perks available. Travel allowance, overseas junkets, living away from home allowance, and of course the odd inducement from powerful lobby groups, not mentioning any names, of course. All in all, I suppose that my political career has been good to me, very good in fact. I only had to perform in front of my constituents leading up to elections, occasionally making a showing on the floor of the House for the sake of the cameras and toe the party line. Yeah, all considered, she's a pretty good system. Give me democracy any day. I just hope our security forces pick up on any would-be terrorists before those fanatical bastards can do something silly like that gunpowder treason plot bloke way back when. Now, what was his name? Ah, yes, Fawkes. Guy Fawkes, remember him? Bloody terrorist.
Nuremberg trials?
I didn't know there was a new one.
New Nuremberg, that's not in Germany, that's a new place. That's a place in the New World here, down
there. Nuremberg
is situated near Canberra.
And are there trials?
Conveniently between Goulburn Prison and Canberra.
But who are they trying? Some of those trying people in politics?
This news hasn't surfaced yet.
Right, so it needs some investigative journalism.
Well, first we have to remove all books been printed since 1933.
We could burn
them. Then we're in the clear.
Burn the books. Well, George Orwell had the right idea, didn't he, in
1984? It's like burning bridges after yourself.
Well, you can't recross that river. Burn the bridge.
Without getting wet or getting burned.
No, you don't cross it, you go through it.
We better make quick for the new Nuremberg.
And where is this? Somewhere near Canberra.
You never learned the history of the German post-Nazi era?
No.
What Nuremberg really was, and no one seems to understand this, who is not from Europe or Central Europe or modern Western Europe, you could say, post-war Europe, is that Nuremberg sorted out some people the Americans highly valued for their research in science and in political studies and in other torture and practices of unspoken things we don't like talking about, or giving them artificial academic names in order to obscure the reality, the ugly one of it.
Yes.
And that's what happened at Nuremberg. The Americans sorted out the wheat from the chaff, and the chaff they left in Germany to run police stations, schools, judges, mayors of cities and towns because they had no choice. There was no one else there to do it.
So they took the wheat over to the States.
The wheat?
Yeah, from the charts. Yeah, yeah.
And they started inventing the atomic bomb.
Yeah.
And researched into brain research and mind control techniques and all sorts of things.
Psychology. Well, that's right.
Particularly psychology in Hollywood is reflected from the very start, from German-seeded Nuremberg sorting out people.
Well, I can see.
The new Nuremberg here in Australia should do a similar thing. But how could this country be run without a person like, say, Philip Ruddock, you know? Who could run the laws in this country unless we had those experienced fascists, you know?
Well, you know, all he really
That's what America post-war was thinking, very rationally and very smart, made a good bargain, and in return they gave the Germans the Marshall Plan. In other words, they had to, Germans had to believe that they are worthy to buy into the American dream with a big bomb.
Well, actually,
never get
that's
there,
right.
You know,
I never
that
thought
when
of it like
that.
You
take up a job that you have an advantage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now it becomes clear. I can see. Yeah, I can see. And that is exactly what has happened, and it's happening here. Well, I realize that all this sort of thing.
You know, I don't read the papers. I don't. Do you know what I mean? I'm one of those people in Nimbin. I just have.
You just want to.
I just. I'm disengaged. I'm disengaged from every, like.
You've got children?
Do I have children?
Yeah,
I've got
you
six.
You understand
I've got
situation?
Six children. I told you just earlier, five different men.
Yeah. I heard Bronwyn Bishop wants to adopt all these kids. I heard, you know, I've talked to this adoption agency here, and they've got three kids waiting to get to a home this weekend.
Right, yeah.
Do you think she's prepared for that?
300?
300.
Oh.
They're all from alcoholic families.
She's pretty big. She's a big woman.
Can you imagine to be put to bed by her? You know?
300. Yeah.
And I mean, with her being put to bed without a nighttime stir, perhaps, or with one, perhaps, from the Liberal Party.
Yes, and it would be over. Library. She'd have one of those loudspeakers and broadcast
imagine
one to the 300 kids. Oh, God, no, poor kids. I mean, that is beyond thinking. I couldn't imagine such a thing. It's too horrible to consider.
A hard-headed woman.
Dear tired listener out there, this is your time. Yes, you who want to go to bed soon. It is your special moment. So, brush your teeth, hop into bed, tuck yourself in, and close your eyes, because I will read you your nighttime bed story. Don't worry, we'll leave the bed light on for a little while more.
Long, long ago, in a distant era, there lived a curious creature in the depths of the mountain. Famous and lived happily ever after. The end.
I heard when you get circumcised as a man and you're not a needle user, that you can contract AIDS 43%
less. 43%
less?
Well, I don't know. I've never tried it, actually.
Well, I
give it a go, see if we contract it.
Yeah, but I found an ongoing study, a follow-up study, found that amputating the penis by 68% reduces the AIDS contraction figures or increases the unavailability of AIDS by near 90%.
What an interesting
concept. Complete amputation reduces the chances to 0.101%, like 99.99999% not possible to contract AIDS anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're very interesting figures.
And yet these people have phantom erections and have a pleasant sex life, nevertheless.
Oh, they do. Yes, of course they would. There you are. There's no need. But how can you test this out?
Well, the control study group postulated that removing all assholes out of the world would also prevent AIDS contraction.
It's like a bit,
It's a small town, and, you know, when it's announced in the newspaper that, you know, you've had sex with half an MFM committee, all sorts of things, like, people don't want to go near you.
And
there's no mystery anymore.
And no one would ever pay, you know why?
Why?
Because it'd be money for nothing.
Are you a car dweller? Here's a tip for the week for you.
Inevitably, all car dwellers will suffer from the Eureka Syndrome. The combination of bong water, urine, tobacco perspiration, and old socks can be overpowering for some. Always have a supply of incense on hand for such occasion. By burning the car and rubbing the incense on your clothes, the symptoms will subside.
I have a question to these auto manufacturers. I would want to ask them one thing, Graham. If you were a car maker and you get a letter sent by me, like say by me, asking you, dear car maker, why do you make a vehicle weighing 20 times more than my body to move me around?
Well, it's something to do with physics.
And you can, you can take a Corolla with 800cc even, or a Renault R4. I've driven one myself, you know. It's still 20 times your body weight.
It is, yes. Well, of course, we need that because the economy needs to use the resource. And if you don't use the resource, the economy starts to flatten out. It's got to keep developing. So the cars get bigger and bigger and more of them. That's how it happens.
I can never believe that because I watched as a kid the Flintstones, and the Flintstones were the sort of the metaphor for the modern days, the modern times to come, the future.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they had flying cars and stuff.
Yeah, Fred could see the future.
They can't even fly now, you know, and they built cars, which are 20 times as heavy as you. No wonder they cannot fly, you know.
That's right.
What, you know, have you seen, these are like birds, like the brush turkeys who can't fly. They're like 20 times the weight they should be.
And what about that beautiful crane that he drives, Fred drives there? And then it's got a whistle on it at knock-off time.
And they're always happy.
And he's always happy to get home to his cave. With his little...
Which proves that you can have Stone Age and future at the same time, you know. Need to have a car which weighs 20 times as much as your body and can't even fly, you know.
Did we have the future already?
Well, we're talking all the time about bygone eras, don't we?
Yeah, we are. I don't think we had the future yet. It's to come.
It's gone bygone. It's sold out. Gone. My grandchild's bought a share in it, but it looks bad, you know.
Yeah, I tell him to be very careful buying a share in the future.
Yeah.
Because it's not there, and
it will go
the profit's
sector,
not there.
In sector.
I think it will go flat, that market.
Dear listeners, don't panic. Normal programming will not resume for the rest of this show due to an astral shift. The transmission may be slightly discontinued or warped. Astral shifts are beyond our control and we cannot be held liable for any bending or warping of your radio receiver.
You're listening to The Dirty Laundry Show, hosted by the coolest dressed presenters on NIM FM. Our attention to detail, especially in the area of natural fibres, politically correct clothing badges, moccasins and low-maintenance beaded and braided hairstyles, have given us flagship status and top billing in the prime time slot of Thursdays between 8 and 10 p.m. The Dirty Laundry Show with Mark and Jim. We've got the look.
Here we go.
Hey.
Who's that?
My name's Matt. How are you?
Good, mate.
Hello. Could you turn your radio off in the background, please?
Hang on.
Is that what's going on? Thanks,
Jim. Darling, I'm professional. Has your radio turned off?
Just finished a night of African drumming.
Oh, cool, dude. Where about?
And I just turned the radio on. I believe you got a pizza up for grabs.
Hang about. I'm going to give him a 50-50 here. You keep quiet, Jen. You keep quiet.
Don't you tell me to keep quiet again.
Keep quiet. Now, listen, Martin, was it?
Matt.
Matt. Now, Matt.
Yep.
I'm going to give you two options here. There are two Yak's Milk. What?
Hang on. Do you know what show you're listening to, first of all? No, just at least give us that. Do you know what show you're actually?
I don't know what station I'm listening to.
No, no. Do you know what show? It doesn't know what show. Listen, come on.
I've only been in town.
There is no way this guy's get. No way.
I swear, Jen, you do this every week.
No,
you
find forget about it.
You find an excuse. You find an excuse.
Thank you so much for calling, but he doesn't even know the name of the show.
You find.
Turn it off.
Idea.
You find an excuse every week not to give the pizza away. You are in cahoots with Helen and Mariella for sure.
They want, they're hanging
they
out
want
to get
the sponsorship,
the pizza
they
away.
Want the exposure, they want the profile, but they do not want to part with the pizza.
That's
there's
so
a conspiracy
not
going on here.
I just turned on the radio.
Yeah,
heard
so.
What he's saying.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. Just
Matt,
ring up.
Matt,
thought,
Matt.
Hey, I'm going to do that. I'm
Matt,
going to ring up.
Matt, relax. Where's he going? He's still good.
I'm still here. Yeah,
now,
I'm driving.
Jennifer
yeah.
is a, Jennifer is a bully. All right, so it's okay. You're with a good guy.
I'm
now.
Not, darling. I'm very
excuse
soft.
Me. Yak Milk. You've got two options. Is Yak Milk chocolate-coloured flavour or pink, Matt?
Yak Milk?
Yes. Well, chocolate-coloured flavour or is it pink?
I'd like to say chocolate-coloured flavour.
Well,
no, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
He's
he hasn't
wrong.
Said, wait.
He said it. Okay. And you
excuse
are
me.
Wrong.
He
it's
never
pink,
said,
actually.
He never
pink.
Said that.
It's pink.
Exactly.
It's
Matt said, I'd like to say it
and
was
he did
chocolate.
Say
he
it.
Did not.
Jago, get
no,
a life.
No, Matt, that's
thanks
well done,
ringing.
Matt. Matt, Matt. Now, this is how it works.
This is how
this
it
is
works.
How it works. You are sick, woman.
You are sick.
This poor bloke, he could be a skinny. Are you skinny, Matt?
No.
No, oh, he's well. Overweight. He doesn't want the pizza.
He lives for pizza. I've tweaked. What's going on here, Matt?
Jen? I live on the Star Earth community with five other people who need to feed him,
yeah,
so I was going to
exactly.
surprise them, come home with the pizza, and we've got people living in teepees and tents, and they could do with a feed.
Matt, oh, I've just darling. Worked it out. This is how. This is what's actually going on. Matt, this is what's been going on.
Ask me
Jen,
a question.
No, Jen lives for pizza, right? Now, what the deal has been is that if no one claims
okay.
the pizza,
she
we
gets
get
the pizza.
The pizza. Exactly. This is what's going
on. I wish that
on.
Were true. I really wish that were true, but I'm lucky if I get a dry slice of pizza.
Matt,
well,
okay. Matt, as far as
I've
I'm concerned,
just arrived in Nimbin. So.
You won the pizza. Go over and see Helen or Mariella.
No,
over
thank
at the pizzeria.
You.
No, he has won the pizza.
Right, Jago, I'm actually going to razor blaze you now.
No, Matt, I'm
if you don't
covering
want to give
this.
Me the pizza, that's cool.
You have definitely won the pizza. As far as I'm sick of this woman stealing pizza out of other people's mouths. No, I've
look,
had a gutful.
Are you halves with the pizza? How does that sound?
No, no. No, you take the lot, please. You've got people to
right,
feed up there in the community.
It's a medium pizza.
They could be vegans. They could be dying of malnutrition as we speak. You need to get that cheese up to them.
Now, where's this pizza place?
At the pizza joints in Nimbin, man.
All right, listen, this is how you collect your prize, but it's okay because I'm going
to
become violent
place, yeah.
after.
He can go there.
No, no, he has to go. It's a NIM FM presented prize. He has to go to the NIM FM office and actually.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
It's true. That's actually how the
no,
how
no,
it works.
No.
Has, Jago.
No, he doesn't. Just go over the pizza joint. I'll pay for the bloody thing and work it out later. No, Jen's
so
just.
I'm about
she's sick.
50,
you are grotesque.
50 yards away from the pizza place.
Thank God. Jeez, what an effort. It's like pulling teeth with this woman.
I'm going in.
Yeah, good on you, mate. That's fantastic.
Right.
Tell them you just won
yeah,
the prize.
Yeah, thanks for listening, you know, so intently to our
no,
show.
No,
we really
it was
appreciate
really
that.
Good. I'm
it's really great
I'm
to know that
now
people
you
are
know,
listening.
Now you know why people don't ring up, because you treat them like dirt when they ring up.
Yeah, well,
I'm glad I rang up.
I'm
sometimes
so embarrassed,
they deserve
Matt.
It.
I'm
thanks,
sorry,
guys.
Mate. No worries, mate. You have a good
don't
night.
Don't thank me. I'm not really happy about it.
Oh, you're disgusting, Jen. Get off. Oh, look, oh, honestly, that poor boy. Lucky
you
a
are a disgusting, what we call them in the town that I grew up in is soft something.
What was that?
Soft.
What was
something.
You going to say?
Soft. Soft
well,
downstairs.
I don't mind.
You know what
with
I mean?
With men, I don't mind being soft.
Warning. NIM FM is flammable. Do not set fire to your radio whilst listening to NIM FM, particularly with matches, cigarette lighters, soaking it in petrol, rubbing two sticks together, or shining a magnifying glass on that particular little spot. If you choose to smoke while listening to NIM FM, the committee accepts absolutely no responsibility for any loss or damage arising to you in exercising that choice.
There is no firefighting force in the world that can stop the fire in the conditions we experience today.
Never attempt to use NIM FM to extinguish a blaze.
Who must be emanating a slight waft of uncertainty and fear about him right now, Jack, is Mr. Musharraf over there
yeah.
in Pakistan, since the US has told him that they just might nuke the place without telling him first.
They're nice like that. The
they're
tell you a lot without telling you anything.
U.S. talks about acting alone in Pakistan. Pentagon and State Department officials have said U.S. special forces will enter Pakistan if they feel like it. To do whatever they feel like doing when they're
there. Yeah, it's like that Dick Armitage when he came out here and waved the finger at us on national TV.
Yeah.
Pre-Iraq War.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
That Dick?
Yeah, Dick. And he said we can do what we feel like.
Oh, hideous, patronising monsters. Oh, I tell him where to shove it, mate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Mr. Mashar, if you better just watch your back.
Yeah, and your front and your sides, mate.
And your sides of the whole lot.
Don't sleep. Keep running.
That cruise missile's got your name written on it. I can tell you that for sure.
Don't have the mobile turned on.
In fact, give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
No, wait. That's a crime.
Give someone your SIM card. You'll be right.
Yeah, you'll be sweet. Yeah. You'll be sweet indeed. Yeah.
And they'll work it out later.
They'll work it out later. So look after your SIM cards, brothers and sisters here.
Yeah. And don't take on Mr. Musharraf's SIM card, even if he wants to post it to you.
No. Yeah. So, yeah, then the poor old Muhammad Hanif, we all have to have a bit of a... It's a weird thing, though.
Nimbin offers this carefully considered advice from our countercultural ambassador to you, the normal Australia, with lawnmowers, white kitchens and insecure, overworked, underweight slaves chasing things, mostly hunting new plastic. Dear Attorney General, dear Homeland Security fanatics, don't wait until the Cuban dentist and the cheap Venezuelan heating oil arrive here in Australia. Medical insurance companies, energy suppliers and sugar producers will be very cross with you. Instead, it has been suggested for you to undergo some reskilling in a sewage-filled float tank, a cooling-off period before your next ill-fated thought may surface, and then perhaps some rebirthing into a carbon-sequestering gum tree. Please, sir, pass on the advice to your fellow parliamentarians. Nimbin's counterculture ambassador also mentioned the great opportunity for the transformed individuals to finally achieve some kind of sex life, if not the traditional way, perhaps in the local zoo. Nimbin's counterculture is not blaming Ramsey Street inhabitants. Far from it. We explicitly denounce, deny, destabilize your sick delusions of controlled power and plastic existence based on blood and oil in other places. In short, we don't mind your inevitable extinction and the miraculous cold turkey withdrawal therapy for some of your survivors. When God has been replaced with mummy and daddy, and you from the corporate state are on your way of rehabilitation. When you realize that your former life with all its beliefs and assumptions was a wasted nightmare of prostitution to an internalized God, mummy, daddy, boss dependency, relax, don't get angry. Just think how you can pay back the super egos in your past mode of perception with helping your friends, neighbor, workmate to go through the cold turkey of liberation towards some turned table with new possibilities of new countercultural expressions. Thank you very much, dear Attorney General.
Blue, well, I don't know how much Bluey realizes he's not going to change Nimbin. He's got to realize Nine Police is going to make a bugger all difference.
At all.
Absolutely, very little.
Yeah, you got those two bulls, an old one and a young one, on top of the hill, looking down the paddock full of beautiful little calves. And the young one said, come on, let's go and get one. And the old one said, no, I said, let's go slowly and fuck all of them.
Well, thank you for listening to Scandal.org once more.
Please visit nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com for details and web links. You can write to me, martin@nimfm.org.